Today on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out, we're talking about seasonal affective disorder. Do you get depressed around the same time each year? Every year, are you feeling the winter blues? Or is it springtime that drains your energy and gets your moods all over the place? Learn about SAD and tips to prevent it as we continue our month focusing on fall. Are you ready to clear your clutter and share your gifts with the world? Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., join me on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out as I teach you how to navigate the waters to declutter your life, get organized, and become more mindful. I'm an award-winning professional organizer, author, and certified life coach, and I destroy the box and examine clutter in all areas. Every episode, I'll give you take action steps that you can easily apply to your life. Come on, let's get started. Today's episode was inspired because I know people who have SAD, seasonal affective disorder. I have only felt I had SAD once when I was living in Vermont. We had snow on Halloween and Easter and 2 weeks straight below zero temperatures and a lot of darkness. I couldn't even enjoy being outside. Not sure if it was quite SAD, but I know I was in a bit of a funk. I found the majority of this information on the Mayo Clinic website. I'm a fan of the Mayo's because my father had a freak accident that caused him to lose his hips, and the Mayo Clinic was his third try at someone finally figuring out what was wrong with him. So I'm a huge fan. Seasonal affective disorder, or SAD, symptoms may appear in late fall or early winter and dissipate in spring and summer. Some people are the opposite and have symptoms that begin in spring or summer. The symptoms may start out mild and progress as the season continues. SAD is a subtype of major depression that comes and goes based on seasons. Symptoms specific to winter onset SAD, sometimes called winter depression, may include irritability, tiredness or low energy, problems getting along with people, hypersensitivity to rejection, heavy or a leaden feeling in the arms and legs, oversleeping, appetite changes, especially a craving for foods high in carbs, and weight gain. Spring and summer SAD, symptoms specific to summer onset SAD, sometimes called summer depression, may include depression, trouble sleeping, weight loss, poor appetite, agitation, or anxiety. The specific cause of SAD remains unknown. Some factors that may come into play include your biological clock or circadian rhythm. The reduced level of sunlight in fall and winter may cause winter onset SAD. The decrease in sunlight may disrupt your body's internal clock and lead to feelings of depression. Serotonin levels. A drop in serotonin, a brain chemical that affects mood, might play a role in SAD. Reduced sunlight can cause a drop in serotonin that may trigger depression. Melatonin levels. The change in season can disrupt the balance of the body's level of melatonin, which plays a role in sleep patterns and mood. Solutions. Some people find it helpful to begin treatment before symptoms would normally start in the fall or winter, and then continue treatment past the time symptoms would normally go away. Other people need continuous treatment to prevent symptoms from returning. If you can get control of your symptoms before they get worse, you may be able to head off serious changes in mood, appetite, and energy levels. I highly recommend getting ahead of it. I have seasonal allergies and wasn't paying attention this fall and ended up having to take steroids. I hate to do that, but I was wheezing and having trouble breathing. Light therapy. Light therapy mimics natural outdoor light and appears to cause a change in brain chemicals linked to mood. Light therapy is one of the first-line treatments for fall onset SAD. It generally starts working in a few days to 2 weeks and causes few side effects. Before you purchase a light therapy box, talk with your doctor about the best one for you and familiarize yourself with a variety of features and options so that you buy a high-quality product that's safe and effective. If you're using a light box for treatment for SAD, Dr. Andrew Weil, and that's W-E-I-L, he's an alternative practitioner, love him, highly recommend you check him out. He recommends taking the following precautions. Be sure to position the box at an angle so that the light reaches your eyes indirectly. Don't look directly at the light box. Doing so can damage the eyes. Be aware that certain medications and supplements can make the retinas more sensitive to light and therefore increase the risk of eye damage. These include the drug lithium and supplements melatonin and St. John's wort. If you're bothered by the glare from your light box, the blue light it emits is probably responsible. You can screen out blue light by wearing special eyeglass lenses or clip-ons during your treatment. There are also light boxes that filter out potentially irritating blue light. Dawn simulator. Dawn simulators can also be effective for finding relief from SAD. These gadgets are alarm clocks with a twist. Instead of waking you up abruptly with loud buzzing or music, they produce light that gradually increases in intensity as if the sun is coming up. Medications. Some people with SAD benefit from antidepressant treatment, especially if symptoms are severe. Psychotherapy. Psychotherapy, also called talk therapy, is another option. Make your environment sunnier and brighter. Open blinds, trim tree branches that block sunlight, or add skylights to your home. Sit closer to bright windows while at home or in the office. Get outside. Take a long walk, eat lunch at a park, or simply sit on a bench and soak up the sun. Even on cold and cloudy days, outdoor light can help, especially if you spend some time outside within 2 hours of getting up in the morning. Are you overwhelmed each holiday season? Do you try and stay organized but can't keep up with it all? Would you like to reduce your stress during the holidays instead of having it grow? My proven coaching, training, decluttering, and organizing tips can get you where you need to be quickly. Topics covered include organizing for the holidays, clearing clutter in all areas, including post-holidays, using technology to reduce holiday stress, and going green to save time and money. Go to reawakenyourbrilliance.com under the Life Organization tab where you'll find masterminds. Hope to see you in our mastermind community. Exercise regularly. Exercise and other types of physical activity help relieve stress and anxiety, both of which can increase SAD symptoms. Being more fit can make you feel better about yourself too, which can lift your mood. Eat a healthy diet. While people with SAD crave comfort foods, starchy carbs, sweet treats, eating that way ensures you'll look and feel worse. Instead, focus on a SAD-busting healing diet. Think lean proteins, leafy greens, and fish will help keep hormones in check and boost serotonin levels. When you get the urge for carbs, choose complex whole grain varieties like whole grain pasta and bread instead of nutrient-deficient white carbohydrates. You could also do an anti-inflammatory diet and take a daily antioxidant, multivitamin, or mineral supplement to meet your needs for all the essential nutrients. Cut out caffeine, sugar, and alcohol. I was off sugar for 2 months. I ate some of the chocolate chip cookies I made at Labor Day. Boy, could I feel it. If you can cut out sugar in your life, it makes a huge difference. Supplements. Some people choose to take a supplement to treat depression, such as St. John's wort, SAMe, melatonin, omega-3 fatty acids, vitamin D, the sunshine vitamin, and fish oils. Mind-body therapies that may help relieve depression symptoms include acupuncture, yoga, meditation. You know, I'm always going to recommend meditation, guided imagery, massage therapy, and aromatherapy. Check out our last episode at the end of the month where I do an interview about aromatherapy. A few mood lifting essential oils include bergamot, lemongrass, and clary sage. You might want to add a few drops of lavender essential oils to a bath. Essential oils from the poplar tree were found to help depressive disorders in a 2015 study out of Beijing that was published in the Journal of Natural Medicines. Some general tips. Take care of yourself. Get enough rest and take time to relax. Participate in an exercise program or engage in another form of regular physical activity. Make healthy choices for meals and snacks. Don't turn to alcohol or illegal drugs for relief. Practice stress management. Learn techniques to manage your stress better. Unmanaged stress can lead to depression, overeating, or other unhealthy thoughts and behaviors. Socialize. When you're feeling down, it can be really hard to be social. Make an effort to connect with people you enjoy being around. They can offer support, be a shoulder to cry on, or joke to give you some laughter. Take a trip. If possible, take winter vacations in sunny, warm locations if you have winter sad, or to cooler locations if you have summer sad. Set goals and create a daily routine. Create manageable goals. These might be very simple to begin with. For instance, you may have decided to exercise every day. Join a gym or dust off the exercise machine. Your goal should benefit you and your well-being. Meditating for 10 minutes every morning, for example. Write down your feelings and thoughts in a journal. Get a journal to write down what you're thinking or feeling, or type those thoughts into your computer or another device. Aim to do this for 10 to 20 minutes at a time, daily if possible, or at least try for most days of the week. When to see a doctor. It's normal to have some days when you feel down. But if you feel down for days at a time and you can't get motivated to do activities you normally enjoy, see your doctor. This is especially important if your sleep patterns and appetite have changed, or if you feel hopeless, think about suicide, or turn to alcohol for comfort or relaxation. Take signs and symptoms of SAD seriously. As with other types of depression, SAD can get worse and lead to problems if it's not treated. Treatment can help prevent complications, especially if SAD's diagnosed and treated before symptoms get bad. What you can do. Before your appointment, make a list of your symptoms, such as feeling down or having a lack of energy. Your depression patterns, such as when your depression starts and what seems to make it better or worse. Any other mental or physical health challenges you have, both can affect your mood. Any major stressors or life changes you've had recently. All medications, vitamins, or supplements you're currently taking, including dosages. Questions to ask your doctor in order of priority. Take actions from today's podcast. Do you have SAD? Become aware of the symptoms and record anything you have been feeling or any patterns of depression you may have. If you have SAD, create a game plan. Think about things such as diet and exercise, alternative therapies, and a daily self-care plan. Set goals and create daily routines. They don't have to be huge. Chunk them down into manageable steps. Who has your back? Who will be your support system? Who can you check in with to make sure you're okay, doing better, or can tell you when it's time to seek professional support? If you haven't improved, get professional help. There is no shame in this. I work with so many clients who have shame for having clutter or being disorganized. Don't have any shame. If you need support, ask for help. On our next episode, we're talking about relationship clutter. What clutter are you bringing into your closest relationships? Go out, clear the clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. Are you ready to live a more joyful and fulfilling life? Sign up for our newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com and receive a free copy of 10 Steps to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. If you enjoyed today's episode, I would love it if you would rate and review the show because it really helps us in the search ranking. See you next Tuesday at 1 o'clock. Remember, when you clear your clutter, you can create the life you desire.